Concern is growing throughout Europe over the so-called Balkan syndrome, incidence of cancer, which may have been caused by the use of depleted uranium ordnance in the Balkans during the 1990s. NATO ambassadors are discussing the issue in Brussels today, and the European Union has ordered a scientific inquiry into the possible link. But demands for a moratorium on the use of uranium-tipped ammunition are causing a serious division within NATO. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The furor was triggered last month when Italy announced it was investigating 30 cases of illness among its Balkan veterans, including 6 deaths from leukemia. New fronts of alarm over the Balkan syndrome have opened in various countries, with reports of more deaths among Balkan veterans, 5 in Belgium, 2 each in the Netherlands, Spain, and Portugal, and 5 cases of leukemia reported in France. These and many more European countries have ordered screening of their soldiers who served in peacekeeping missions in Bosnia and in Kosovo. Italy, backed by many of the allies, is calling for an alliance-wide investigation of the possible health hazards of depleted uranium. In the meantime, Italian Defense Minister Sergio Mattarella has also called for a moratorium on use of uranium-tipped ammunition. Interviewed on Italian TV, Mattarella said, "I believe that it's right that all the allies agree to suspend use of depleted uranium ammunition until there is certainty that it's not harmful." The Balkan syndrome has become front-page news throughout Europe. Editorial comment has called for clarification and scientific examination of what, if any, dangers DU poses for human health and the environment. Depleted uranium is used for its high density. A DU bullet bores through armor and burns at such intensity that metal turns into a searingly hot dust that can be inhaled or carried long distances by the wind. DU was used for the first time during the 1991 Gulf War, but scientists generally agree that there is still no hard evidence linking depleted uranium to the illnesses reported by Gulf or Balkan veterans. However, the Geneva-based World Health Organization has warned that DU is of potential danger to children, in particular playing in contaminated areas. In response to growing European fears, U.S. Secretary of Defense William Cohen also denied there's any link between DU and cancer, and he said NATO issued guidelines on handling DU in the Balkans.
We have advised the members of NATO what steps they should take in dealing with this. I suppose if there are any deficiency to be found, it would be in the failure to pick up fragments of destroyed vehicles or tanks in which the depleted uranium projectiles were used. But beyond that, I think adequate warnings were given, and there is a very low risk of coming into contact with this, provided there is sufficient protection taken.
Cohen was referring to a Pentagon document issued in June 1999 at the end of the Kosovo bombing campaign and as NATO troops were deploying in the region. But Italian authorities have repeatedly asserted that Italy had not been informed that NATO used depleted uranium weapons during airstrikes in 1994 and 1995 in Bosnia. All the Italian soldiers who have died from leukemia served in peacekeeping missions in Bosnia. Italian Defense Minister Sergio Mattarella says some NATO procedures must change. He said, "We have raised with clarity and forcefully the issue of the need for greater transparency at NATO, but we did so as members of an alliance we want to preserve." German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer went even further.
I think we need strong facts now, but Germany's national position is that we don't want this ammunition and we don't want to use it.
The DU controversy between the U.S. and many of its allies comes at a very delicate time in transatlantic relations. The new administration in Washington has raised the possibility of pulling its peacekeepers out of the Balkans altogether, and it's promoting a national missile defense system, both ideas strongly opposed by Europeans. The U.S., in turn, is highly suspicious of European plans to create an independent rapid reaction force. Analysts say that for the first time in its half-century history, the Allies' sense of mutual trust is at stake. And they say the manner in which the 19-nation alliance handles political fallout over the Balkan syndrome could determine its future cohesion. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.